Finally today, a modern oud player finds inspiration in some classic Arabic poetry. Reporter Beto Arcos caught up with Dafer Youssef in Fez, Morocco, and sent us his story.
Dafer Youssef grew up in the small Tunisian town of Tabulba. When he was a boy, he was a muezzin, calling Muslims to prayer from the local mosque. As a teenager, he saved up money to buy his first oud and taught himself to play. Then, one day, he saw Tunisian oud master Anwar Brahem on television.
I saw him in Tunisia playing alone. Solo oud, that was like a shock for me to see a oud player not with a band. I mean, that was opening big doors for me to believe that everything is possible with oud.
When Dafer Youssef turned 19, he moved to Vienna and his career took off. Today, he's recorded 6 solo albums and collaborated on many different projects. His latest is a CD called Abu Nawaz Rhapsody. It's inspired by the Persian Arabic poet Abu Nawaz. Nawaz was known for his tributes to dissipation, including the joys of drinking wine.
Skinny. واسقي يوسف.
Dafer Youssef says even though Abu Nawaz lived in the 8th and 9th century, his poetry seems to address present-day issues of censorship, intolerance, and religious fundamentalism.
Today, in the whole world, especially in the Arab Islamic world, people are confusing a lot of things. Confusing the sacred with the profane and the profane with the sacred. They are stressed about the moral, the religion. And I'm sick of that. You know, I'm out of that. I'm Dafer Youssef. I'm a human being. I know how to love.
That's the role of any good art. It should be provocative.
Hussein Rashid is a professor of religion at Hofstra University.
It should make the listener, the viewer, think. It should say, I'm throwing this out there. What is happening that has caused me to create this?
Dafer Youssef says that's what he's hoping to achieve with his new record.
Abu Nawaz Rhapsody is a CD for today for me, like explanation that I drink wine because I love it. I don't drink a bad wine, and it's healthy. You know, this is no. I'm not talking directly about wine. I'm talking about the philosophy of life.
Ultimately, Dafer Youssef says Abu Nawaz Rhapsody is a statement about personal freedom to say what you want to say. For the world, this is Beto Arcos, Fez, Morocco.
And that's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.